Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. That's where we belong, in the mighty presence of God. Isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah. In God's presence is where we belong. Good morning, my darling. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. It's a good day, I tell you. Ooh, we can go through some things, but nevertheless, guess what, God? And they can be awakening moments. You hear what I tell you? Awakening moments. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I realize that God truly loves us. Let me just start off. This is the day. Yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord, God, has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? We will rejoice and be glad in the day that the Lord God has created. Hallelujah. And we are in it. Amen? Hallelujah. So he is aware. Oh, God is aware of us. Yes, this is a good day. This is a mighty, mighty, mighty good day. Oh, Lord, thank you for meeting our every need. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are eternally glad in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That sounds like some mixed up words right there, but we are ever so glad in it. Amen. God is good, and he is with us. That makes it even better. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord today. Oh, yes, we do. We give him glory. We bless his mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We honor the Most High God. Yes, not just with our lips, but with our heart. He said, if you love me, Almighty God, our Father said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And that has been appeared to have been one of the most challenging things for mankind, to obey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To obey our God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, and his joy. Thank him. And, you know, we have to receive it. And let's thank the Lord for removing every obstacle that will prevent us from receiving it this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The children of the Most High God. And he loves us so much. Hallelujah. 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 Thank the Lord. So delighted that you joined in this morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Yes, this day, we're going to use it to remind us what it's like to be in the presence of God, just to make us think about it. In God's presence, there's power, there's shalom, there's joy. Oh my God. No matter what's going on around us, we have the blessed assurance that we're in his presence. We have the blessed assurance that we belong to him and we're covered by the blood. Yes, you know, oh my God. So today, I'd like to think about reversing, if the Lord will allow, the things that we have done to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, I realized something, and it solidified on last evening. We can become so busy, and it is good not to be selfish. It is good to help others, but you cannot lose yourself in the process. You cannot become a victim and victimize yourself. And what you will get is, oh, you need to be doing this for yourself. You ain't got this. You don't have that. Oh, I got this. And you help make it happen. So you have to love yourself. You must love you. You must love you. Love your neighbor as who? Mm-hmm. Love your neighbor as who? Yes, we do. And then we have to ask God to forgive us, because we're so busy being little helpers that we neglect ourselves. And that causes us to not accomplish or not do what God has called us to do, because we become sick. We become weak. You have to take care. We're the heel guarding our health. We have to take care of ourselves. We must. And my darling sister reminded me that all the time. And I heard it, but I didn't hear. But I got a wake-up call. So I'm reminding everyone, don't forget you. God doesn't want us to forget ourselves. And this, you're special. And you're special to God. Take care of yourself so that you can do the work that God has called you to do. My God, my God, my God. Pray for me as I pick up the pieces and begin to remember the whole picture. And God gives us strength to care for others, but he wants us to also care for ourselves. Don't forget that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hear it and obey when God gives someone enough care and love for you to tell you to do it. And you hear, you go, yeah, okay, I sure will. Uh-huh, thank you. And right back, just as sure as the phone hang up, you right back doing the same thing. And I have a friend. She's really, Bishop called her his sister, she and her husband has passed on. Her husband was in the bed sick for 15 years. And
she didn't have anyone to come in, but she is a well-disciplined person. And I mean, everything on the clock. Everything she doesn't miss on the clock. No 30 minutes later, we're a little late for breakfast. It's always 10 o'clock. Lunch is always 2 o'clock. Then it's always 6 o'clock. Not 1 minute later. And she's so neat. She hurry up. If she has to make an errand, had to make it go on an errand, and she had to leave his lunch, it was right there. The kitchen was neat. Every once in a while, I would go there to get a recharge. A recharge on discipline. Oh, my goodness. But she is such a disciplined person. And she was faithful to her husband. And she had some really challenging times, very serious challenging times. And he's gone on, and she has some issues now. And because she did really nothing for herself, nothing. She didn't, I think once or twice in 15 years, yes, she did. But then those things were disrupted because of things that had to be done or controlled by other people. So, and now she is not well because she just ran herself. I mean, she just ran herself right into that hole. And we don't want to be like that. So we have to learn how to share our life with people without giving up on ourselves. Mm-hmm. Share your life without giving up on you. She would always say, there's not enough time in the day for the both of us. And she lost herself in the time. So I just thank God for the revelation. I thank God for strength to do all the things that we all need to do. And I thank God that we're the healed, guarding our health. And I thank God for giving us the strength to be determined that we're not going to destroy the temple. Intentionally or not, unintentionally, we're just not going to do it. But we can't do it without his help. So we have to submit our ways to God and allow him to direct our path. And it's okay to sit down. It is okay to sit down. God loves you. Sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Laugh a little bit. Yes. That's what you do. Laugh a little bit. Yes. And pick up the phone and call that dear friend of yours. Yeah. It's good. Everything that God allows us to go through, he's there with us. He is cared. Sometimes when Bishop and I are at the table talking, we have our prayer meeting, we have our Bible study, and we just sometimes just have a laughing moment, and it is good. We have a laughing moment, and that laughing moment help us to get have a good day. Yes, I thank God for it. Thank God for him. Hallelujah. If you think I'm oversleeping, you'll say, it's time, you know. I said, yeah, I got about 2 more minutes or 3 more minutes. So I thank him for his help and his encouragement, too. He's a wonderful person. Love him dearly. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. But we want talk about in the presence of God, what it means to be in his presence. We're going to read Genesis this morning. And, you know, God talking to Adam. And he spoke with Eve. I can't imagine when we really sit down and think about it, what it was like. Because with most of us, if we struggle with the reality of God. I heard a gentleman say, I know God talked to me, and something he had said with confidence, it didn't happen. And he was really questioning himself. But sometimes we get comfortable and, you know, we think, okay, I got this. And we have to stay connected. Stay connected to God and hear his move. Hear his move. Shifting. And a lot of times we think, oh, this is going on in our minds, in our bodies, our heart. God, I can't go no further. This is it. This. And then an idea comes and we think, yes, this is the way out. This is what I'll do. I'll handle it this way. I'll do that. And that's not what God wanted you to do. Because we can't see on the other side of the situation. And then a lot of times it is what he wants us to do. But we have to stay in tune. We have to stay connected. We can't say this is how we did it 20 years ago. We have to stay connected and let it be fresh. Yes, fresh. This is what God wants. Wouldn't it be, and we can't be selfish and self-centered when we're moving in the will, in the way of God. Because we have a tendency sometimes, talk about mankind, when you get just a little glimpse and a little confidence, oh yes, oh my, God talks to me, this is that. We have a tendency, you know, you're not holy. You need to come to me because I got it. Every human being on this planet, everyone who want God can have a close relationship with him. Everyone. He's open. We are his children. He's open. He is open and everyone. And he let each and every one of us know that we are special to him. Yes. Woo! He put each and every, he knew each and every one that ever was on this earth, that ever will be on this earth. He knew before the foundation of the world. Had purpose and plan for each and every one. Question keeps coming up. If God is kind and merciful, why would he allow the things that happened to me when I was defenseless? I cannot answer that question. And there may be some that God has given the answer to. But all I can say is look where you are now. In spite of all that has happened to you, look where you are now. And if God didn't will it, it would not have happened. You certainly can love somebody. You can help somebody along the way. Because you know what it feels like. And we ask God to take the brokenness. We ask God to remove the hurt and even the microscopic footprint of the pain of yesterday. So often we fail to realize that when we stop and we stew in that, those are distractions. But if we have not given it to the Lord, take the time to ask God to take it and replace it with His joy, His love. Let His love flow over us. Let His love heal the broken places. We are a new creation, made in the image and the likeness of God. Hallelujah. The old man is gone, and all of that is gone with it. A lot of times we want to hold on to it because I was hurt, I was this, I was that. Not dismissing it. You'd be surprised of those who hurt you and you think had a perfect life, and it was far from it. But what all we can do now is ask God to replace it with His love so we can be about our Father's business. It just came to me. We may be limping, but we have the joy, the peace, the confidence, no matter what. God is with us. We're in His presence. He's aware of us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but we think if we have silver and gold, what does it profit a man? What does it profit to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I don't have to have this trouble come. But we rest in the love of our God. That's all we can do. And that's what we want to do. Knowing just how much He loves us. Dwell in the peaceful place. Dwell in God did this in spite of that. And I'm not dismissing your that. But in spite of that, God brought me out. He allowed me to have this, that, blah. But sometimes if we stay there, all the opportunities, all the wonderful things He wants to share with us and want us to have, we're staying there because He did this. You know, we have to get out of that hole. That is not your dwelling place. It's not. That's not your address. That's not your address. Take hold. We don't know why things happened, but they did. God knows. And then we, hard as it is, we have to ask God to forgive them. And we have to forgive them. Oh, yes. We have to forgive them. Oh, yes. And I know that there are some of us who want to see some things, but no, not really. As for me, after a while, I'm good. And stay in the good place. No. I mean, it happened, but I thank God something else happened. Something else happened. God open my eyes and let me see that He is indeed my Father. He loves me and he cares. And one day, I'll be with him. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you know, we are with him. We're in his presence. We're in his presence. And we want to do everything to obey him and represent him in the earth. So that's what we can strive for. Being about our Father's business. We are not offering, no. We're not foster kids, no. No matter what our situation is, we are children of the Most High God. And he cares for us. Hallelujah. We don't know if you're in a situation like, Lord God, how long? And I heard not long. I don't know. Not long. How long? The elders, saints are saying, how long? How long? Not long. God is truly coming back. Our Savior is coming back. How long? Not long. Has been as long as it has been. Hallelujah. And when God removes you, if you're in a bad situation, and God moves you, ooh, you're like, Lord, that's my God. Thank you. And it's like it just, boom. That was, Lord, thank you. Woo! That's a good place. Woo! God, I thank you. You did that. And we become adolescent toddlers. You did that for me? Oh, I mean, just shout up a hurricane. Hurricane shout. Oh, it's a good shout. Hallelujah. Woo! Just shout now. Because your confidence, your confidence in your God. Hallelujah. Build it up. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Oh, don't try to manipulate God. Hallelujah. Just thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for his presence. Thank him for his protection, his shield of his defense. Thank God. Thank God. He changes the situation. Hallelujah. And you're right there. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, the scripture says, he deliver us out of them all. I cannot say when. I'm just repeating what the scripture says. Have faith in God. Trust him. Have confidence in God. Oh, I've been going through so long, and my God, there's some people who have gone through some things this past year. Whoa. But God is still on the throne. And that's why we pray for one another. Yes, to keep them strong in the Lord. Yes, Lord, we help us one to another. Yes, we encourage each other. Yes, hallelujah. No weapon formed. It's not going to prosper, the scripture says. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He may not take us out of situation, but we can go back and see how the Hebrew boys handled that. Not that it was so long and it has no meaning. We're talking about right here. It's showing you. It's showing you what you can do. And there is a a passage in one of the books that's not in the Bible. Said they were praying. They were praying and asking God to forgive them and their people for the sin. They were praying that everything blessed God. They were praying. So in the midst of our situation, in the midst of things, don't forget, just start giving God glory. Hallelujah. Wake up with a hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's right. And all that is within me, bless your most holy name. God, I'm pulling on you. I can't do it without you. That's what I'm saying to you. I can't do it without you. Hallelujah. You can change the hearts of people and the situations and the circumstances. Oh, yes, you can. Right here in the middle of all that's going on. Those whose hearts are broken because the passing of loved ones. Can't imagine. Multi. Have family members. So recent. Mother. Cousin. Sister passing. Son passing. Oh my God. Oh my God. Brothers passing. Cousin passing. You know? My God. My God, my God. But God knew. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Give strength to those who are mourning. Yes, Lord, and encourage us. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God so loves us. Hallelujah. I just can't say it enough. I just need to say, just get it down in your sanctified soul. Hallelujah. Cover all the hurt, all the disappointments, all the stress, all the yesterday that just like lost help, all those things. But God, so many of us can tell the younger ones, been there, baby, been there. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Watch what happens. If he did it for me, he'll certainly do it for you. Don't get caught up or tempted to go outside of the will and the plan of God. Hold on. Hey, hold on. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Don't let it make you bitter. Some people come out bitter and hard. Woo, no, 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 no. Oh, don't come out bitter and hard. Oh, no. Hallelujah. Tender. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. But strong in the Lord. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Have the anointing power to help somebody. Speak life. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 And then when we understand it by and by, clear and clear, it was like, oh, but I got a greater reward. I got Jesus. I got eternal life. Woo, woo, Lord. What happened on earth? What I went through. What Paul says, a light affliction. Hey, said it was a light affliction. Hey, glory to God. Look where I am now. Stay strong. Don't give up. We have to encourage each other. Someone was could say to me, oh, are you on there? And you encouraging people? Hey, I need to be encouraged too. Your pastor needs to be encouraged? Yeah. Uh-huh. Can't be selfish. Say an encouraging word. Pray for them. Yes. God, keep strong. Yes. Yes. Oh, you think your sister's doing so well? Oh, she don't need prayer. We all need. Everybody. Help each other. Be strong because you don't know. You just don't know. So remember. And when the Lord puts somebody on your heart, pray for them. Lift them up. And sometimes we can be envious of people because we think they got it going on. You don't know. God placed them on your heart. Sometimes you don't even want them to do any better, you know, because we have that envious spirit. But don't do that. You don't know. You just don't know. They just carry it well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not one person on this earth is perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just be sisters and brothers in the Lord. Let's love each other with the love of the Lord. Yes. Remove all of that. Doing all kinds of things to cause people to fail. Little do we know, we're touching God. But it's God's work that he has assigned someone to accomplish, and you're putting stumbling blocks in what God has assigned for someone. Don't want you to do it. So let's be careful of the little tactics that we use. Keep it pure and holy. Just remember, it's all about God and the assignment. Don't be so quick to look in someone else's yard and think it's better than your yard. I just heard we're in the same yard, just doing different chores for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We'll understand it all by and by. Oh, God, by and by. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Stop right there. That's who we serve, Father, and that's who we pray to, our Father. Ooh, the one that did this. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you. Hallelujah, for you are the awesome God. You are the sovereign Lord. Besides you, great God, there is none other. Holy is thy name, great God. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, God, bless your name. Hallelujah. You knew, God. Hallelujah. Nothing was hidden from you. Almighty God. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. But truly, this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done. And all that you will do, and all that you're doing right here, right now. God, we thank you. We thank you for surrounding us with your presence, Almighty God. We thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. We thank you that we have your ear, God. Hallelujah. Great and mighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our Savior, our Redeemer. Yes, Lord. Our intercessor. Yes, Lord. We thank you for because of Yeshua, Jesus, we can come into your presence. His obedience all the way, even to the cross. Hallelujah. Has made it possible. Our bridge to you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've given and sacrificed for us. We bless your name. We thank you, Father, for strength to obey you. We thank you that you've given us revelation, knowledge, clarity, and understanding. Illumination, God, we glorify you for it. We thank you for removing all error in our understanding. We thank you for opening up your word, God, that we can see and know. Not only that, that we can mature in you and we can live the life that you have ordained for us to live, to glorify you on this earth, to be about your business. Word that strengthens us, Almighty God, your word is pure. Your word is holy. Hallelujah. Your word changed lives. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for the clarity. We thank you for the strength of your word. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. We thank you, Father, for how you heal bodies, how you heal emotions. We thank you for how you've been broken heart, for how you comfort, Almighty God, those that are mourning. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing, Lord God. For your word tells us that you said, I am the God. Woo! We could just stay right there. I am the God. We can just stay right there. I am the God. Oh, God, we take comfort in those words. I am the God, for you truly are. And you are the God that takes care of us. You're the God that heals us. You're the God that set us free. You're the God that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You are the God. Yes, you are. You are the God that justifies. You are the God that sanctifies. You are the God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. You are the God that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. You are the God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for unity for our people. Unity for our nation. God, we pray for unity for mankind. Yes, we pray for unity for mankind. Yes, Lord. We pray that mankind's eyes open and will receive you, Almighty God. We pray for the missionaries. We ask that you keep them strong, that are out on the battlefield, the true missionaries that's taking your word to those who don't know you, those that are hungry for you, Almighty God. We ask now as they're going forth, Lord God, to have your angels of protection to guard them. Yes, Lord, guard and protect them. Shield, my God. Fight for them, Almighty God. Clear the pathway for them. Let nothing be lost, Almighty God. Keep them safe, Almighty God. Keep their families safe, Almighty God. We place them in your hands, Almighty God. We plead the blood of Yeshua. We apply the blood of Yeshua on their pathway. Yes, we do. Almighty God, we pray that they're well received, Almighty God. We pray that those that are pursuing them and attempting to prevent them, that their eyes will come open and they'll see your glory. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. All those that are attempting to stop your word, they're fragile, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them know that they're fragile, Almighty God. Hey, my Savior. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Whom, where it's not permissible to know about you, let them know Hallelujah. Oh, touch their hearts, Lord God, and let your word and your truth abide. Oh, and be welcome in their hearts as well as their home. Hallelujah. Let a hunger for you go forth, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And lives will be changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for protection. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for direction. Thank you, Almighty God, your peace, shalom. Thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. The Son of the living God, our Redeemer, our intercessor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wiping the pain of yesterday, the sorrow of yesterday. Breathe on your people. Newness. Hallelujah. Breathe. Just blow it all away. And let the refreshing and reassurance that you love each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Those that will receive you have the comfort. Hallelujah. The reassurance. Yes, Lord. That you are with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for protecting those on the highways and the byways, the railways, Almighty God. Those that are on the back roads, the lonely, quiet roads. Hallelujah. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come. Hallelujah. Remember the preachers, the teachers. Hallelujah. The pastors, the apostles. Hallelujah. The prophets, the evangelists. Remember the missionaries, the bishops, Almighty God. Remember the deacons, Almighty God. Rebuke the spirit of compromise, Almighty God. Rebuke the spirit of complacency, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Don't want to rock the boat because I have a mission. I have some plans that I'll work. Hallelujah. Let us be about our Father's business. Let us be about your business, Father. Thank you. Strengthen us for the journey. Hallelujah. Let us accomplish everything that you have set forth. Father, every child that's coming into the earth right now, we apply the blood of Yeshua over them. We ask that you protect them and allow them to walk in the circle of your blessing. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, they'll have peace and love and protection. Hallelujah. They'll hear your voice and another they will not follow. Thank you, Lord. They'll come and do what you call and ordained them to do. Thank you. Everyone that's getting ready to leave, hallelujah, we pray that they know you and have received you as their Lord and Savior, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The forgiveness of their sins committed, hallelujah, hallelujah. Call on the God. Their salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for food on the table. Thank you for opening eyes that we see that you are a God who takes care of your people. Thank you, Lord. Protect our daughters, our granddaughters, Almighty God, allow them to walk in your circle of blessings and protection. Almighty God, keep them safe. Almighty God, from danger seen and unseen. All the young men and men in our families, the families of the kingdom, keep them strong, men of value. Hallelujah. Walking strong in the earth, Hallelujah. Protect them. Shield them. Guard them. Allow them to accomplish all that you have ordained for them to accomplish, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Those that are in the government, God, we ask that you protect them, those who want to do right, and those who have evil plots and schemes, let it be revealed. Hallelujah. Let everyone that's in office know that you, the one that controls, you're the one that put them where they are. And it is you, the one that will bring down. You promote and you bring down. Hallelujah. And you are the one that moves in the affairs of man. Hallelujah. You have the first, the second, and the last word in it all. Hallelujah. We thank you now, and we bless your name. We glorify you, we magnify you. Hallelujah. That deed that's about to take place that will cause hurt, harm, or danger, ask that you stay the hand of the enemy right now. Ooh, touch that hard heart. Ah, bring tears. Drop them to their knees. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, drop them to their knees. Rebuke that bully spirit. Almighty God, it's a fearful spirit. Rebuke it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Rebuke that hatred spirit. Almighty God, hallelujah. Bring it down. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Show yourself strong and mighty. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh Lord, oh God, hallelujah. Almighty God, almighty God, have mercy, Lord. We thank you, we praise you. The God that created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. There's no God like you. And it is in the name of Yeshua we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I tell you. God is gone. I just know he's going to do it. He's going to crack down. Oh, my God. Ooh, you know, and God doesn't have, and he won't be governed by man. Oh, I need to show them this. So they'll believe, no, he's not moved by what man thinks he can do and his little feebleness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God wants to show this earth some. God is going to not want to. God is going to show this earth some things. And he's going to use people that are not superstars. Whoa! Oh, my God. God is so God. He's not intimidated by man. So he done moved. Man is doing this. I need to show them that he's so God. He's not intimidated. And everything that is, he is setting in order. Oh, my God. Ooh, the greatness of him. Awesome. He doesn't have to bend and prove anything because he's God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The earth belonged to him. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory. All that our eyes can see, he did it. And all that our eyes cannot see, he did it. God alone. Adonai Elohim alone. Hallelujah. Rebe Sekoba. God alone. Hallelujah. The very breath we breathe. Hallelujah. He's not impressed with wealth. Oh my God. Oh. Oh. When we as the sons and daughters of God really step in our place. I am here to tell you that this earth, you think it was turned upside down before? They're going to see. They're going to see. Yes, it's going to cause them to do a negative response. But when it's all said and done, the scripture says every knee, every knee, not some knees, every knee, woo, will bow. Oh, oh. Woo, every knee, hallelujah. Oh, no, I want to be on that team. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Lord. All into the glory of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the same Paul said, what we're going through, this is just a light affliction. It cannot compare what is waiting for us. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? Walk in that confidence. In the beginning, God, this is the God we serve. He is the one. He has a will. He has a way. He has a purpose. He has a place. Hallelujah. Walk in the goodness and the love of God. Yes, just do it. He loves you. Just get up and step out and say, inhale and exhale, God got me. Hallelujah. Walking in the newness. Hallelujah. Can't wait to have a prayer service. Hallelujah. Just to glorify God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse, we have read in your hearing. Hallelujah. Oh, I just, oh, Lord. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. God bless you. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Love you. God bless. Thank you for tuning in.